Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In Romans 11:32, it says, "For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all." Well, after saying Israel and the Gentiles, he concludes all are in unbelief. So if all are in unbelief, he says that in making this conclusion, he's done that he might have mercy upon all. That's Jews and Gentiles. In the Great Commission of Mark chapter 16, verse 15, we read this from Jesus' lips. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now, he's to go to all of Asia? Or all of Europe? No, he says, go into all the world. Then, if you say, "I agree with that," he's told to do that, and he went as many places as he could. So, Brother Andy, I agree with you. That refers to all the world. Well, if he's to preach the gospel to every creature, how can you say that means only the elected creatures? You know, again, you've got to be consistent. If every creature refers to only elected people, then the word "all the world" refers only to a specific land. You can't have it both ways. You've got to be consistent in your Bible translation, okay? Interpretation, should I say. You should be consistent in translation, too, and that's why you should have a King James Bible. But nonetheless, this is why we need to be consistent. So we preach the gospel to every creature. In Acts 15, verse 18, it says, "Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world." So even before the world began, God knew all the works that would happen in our lifetime, even before that. Now, does he elect? Yes, he elects, but it's by his foreknowledge. In a sense, it's after the fact. In other words, in his foreknowledge, since known unto him are all his works from the beginning of the world, he could see whether or not I, in my free will, would receive or reject him. And as he would see that I would receive him, he elected me. Now, because he elected me, because he could see that I would do that, doesn't mean that he made it so that I would get saved and there was nothing I could do to resist getting saved. And it doesn't mean that someone who wasn't elected could not get saved, no matter they would want to get saved with all their heart. You see, foreknowledge does not make things happen. For example, I might know when a business is going to start, and they sell a product that I need. Now, they haven't started yet, and I know where I can get the same product, but I know that when this business starts, I can get that same product at a better price. Now, I might know the business owner. And because I know the owner, he's going to give me a special deal. And he's going to start this business. He may not have let anyone else know. He may have just let me, because I'm his pastor. He may have let me know that he's starting this business. But now, just because I know the business is going to start does not mean I caused it to happen. And just because I know that he is going to do this business does not mean that I elected him to do the business. Well, God is the same way with salvation. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Now, is hell prepared for the devil, his angels, and the unelected? No. Christ said for the devil and his angels. Christ's rejectors do go to hell. Revelation 20, 14 and 15 says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Now, you must be written in the book of life. Okay, that's where you must have your name. Now listen to Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that hears say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Does it say whosoever is elected? No, he just says whosoever will may come. It doesn't say whosoever will must come. It says whosoever will may come is the idea there. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Well, the name is already there. So the name is not blotted out. Okay? The name is just already there. Now, if the name is already there, that means that only those that die and go to hell are people that didn't have their names blotted out. You say, well, wait a minute, what do you mean, preacher? They did have their names blotted out if they died to go to hell. Well, but if you say they were elected to go to hell, their name was never in the book. So if their name was never in the book, how could he blot out any name? You see what I'm saying? Just common sense looking at the Bible. So, let's go back and look at it. He says, "I will not blot out his name out of the book of life." The name's already there, but he's in Christ, so that name is not blotted out because you don't lose salvation. Let's get a further explanation of this in Revelation chapter 17, verse 8. "The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is." Now, here you have the perfect tense. The perfect tense in Greek is continuous work, something that continues, something that was completed in the past with a continuing result. So, when the name is blotted out, the results are no longer continued of the name being written in. Dying without Christ blots out your name. And that's why when we read in Revelation 20, verse 15, that their names were not found written in the book of life, it happened because their names were not found written in the book of life. They had been blotted out. And they were blotted out the moment they died without Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 10, verse 16 and 17, "But they had not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." A person's going to be saved, it's got to be by the word of God. It's got to be by faith. And he just doesn't have a faith that is given to him. He doesn't have a faith that is just there, that because he's elected, he was born with a faith. No. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, here you have the benefit of the doubt given to you. Your name is written even before the foundation of the world in the book of life. If you die without Christ, then your name is blotted out. In heaven at the judgment seat, the Bible says we will count the loss. Well, a saved person is at the judgment seat of Christ. And if a saved person is at the judgment seat of Christ, and they're going to count the loss, it's not talking of his salvation, it's talking about his rewards. Now, how can you count the loss of rewards? Because God already laid those rewards out for you. He'd already decided these were for you. But then you did not do those things that bring rewards. For example, there's a crown of rejoicing for those that witness the gospel to the unsaved. And if you didn't witness the gospel, then there's no crown. And yet there were people he wanted you to witness to. Therefore, you will count the loss. It might be in faith promise missions given. Your church has missions and you don't give to that missions program. And God wants you to give a certain amount. You don't. Well, then that amount that would have been part of helping a missionary and getting the gospel out will not be given. We have missions in our church, and if there's not enough coming in faith promise for a coming year, sometimes we don't add missionaries because we feel the money's just not there. It's not going to be there. Not because the missionary's a bad missionary, not because we don't think that they're worthy to begin supporting. It's simply because it's not there. And people that did not listen to the Holy Spirit and did not commit to the missions, those are the people that will count loss of reward. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, we continue with these thoughts here when he talks about the victory that overcometh the world. What is that victory that overcometh the world? Faith. Now, if we're going to overcome the world in our daily life, we're going to have to do it by faith. How does faith come? We read it to you in Romans chapter 10. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you're going to have faith, and by the way, faith is not something that you believe hard enough that it will come to pass. Man, if I just believe it hard enough, it will come to pass. No, faith is accepting a fact and then acting upon that fact. For an example, some people have a fear of flying. And yet, if you convince them that that plane will go from one point to another point without crashing, they may get on. They may have a doubting faith, but they have a faith, and they get on and they ride. Well, that is a faith that acted on the facts that were given to it. Sometimes people will invest money based on faith on some things that people may have said. Again, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our faith, our doctrine, must come through the word of God. By grace are you saved through what? Faith, Ephesians 2 verse 8 says. And so again, there's that word faith. In Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, we read an interesting passage there. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, after I read that verse, he said that the fearful and the unbelieving, those that do not act on faith, and they have part in what? The lake of fire. You see, a lack of faith condemns. Not being unelected, that is not what condemns us. It is a lack of faith.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.